This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Tunbridge Wells Borough Council will no longer be controlled by the Conservatives. After elections earlier this month, the Liberal Democrats are now the largest party. I'm joined now by the leader of the Liberal Democrats in Tunbridge Wells, Ben Chapelar. Ben, well, we've got the figures in front of us, and we can see that the Liberal Democrats went up from 12 seats to 16. You must have been very pleased with that result.
Yeah, absolutely amazing result. It was a tough fought campaign, and to come out as the biggest party on the borough council is absolutely fantastic. When I first started on the council, there were 44 Conservatives to 4 Lib Dems.
So the Conservatives this time went down from 21 to 13. Why do you think they did so badly?
We've got some fantastic candidates who are local people who want to get things done for their community. I think the Conservatives were out of touch. They stopped listening. They became complacent, arrogant. And I think that all came to the fore with the Calverley Square debacle.
And that was the theatre council office's plan that you... Did you oppose it from the beginning?
Originally, personally, I thought it was quite a good idea. But as I raised more and more questions, it was clearly a predetermined choice of location. So I think in the end, it turned out to be the wrong project in the wrong location at the wrong time. The net bill at the end of it was £11 million for residents. And I think that anger resonates. But I also think it needed something like 75% occupancy rate on 9 shows a week, week in, week out, to break even. And you've got London 45 minutes up the road.
OK, so generally people thought the Conservatives had lost the plot, as it were, and they voted for you, but they also voted for other opposition parties. So we have a complete mix of parties. The Alliance, Tunbridge Wells Alliance, has 9, Labour have 7, you have 16. What's the plan now?
The plan now is that we're talking with the other parties, so Tunbridge Wells Alliance, Labour and One Independent, to look to form a stable administration on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council.
Some people are concerned about that. They say a coalition could be a coalition of chaos.
Yeah, that's a nice phrase, isn't it, for people who don't like coalition politics. It's actually a really grown-up way of doing politics. We've had 2 meetings so far. We're due to meet again in the next few days for the 3rd round. And it's been very grown-up, very civilised. We have lots of common grounds. We listen to each other's differences and try and meet sort of halfway. It's I think it's a way to go.
There'll be a big meeting of the council next Wednesday. What do you think will happen at that?
I'm hoping that we will be in a position to form a new administration, which will start by electing the new council leader. The current Conservative council leader has resigned with effect from next Wednesday, and I hope that my name will be put forward to become the new council leader.
And within the Liberal Democrats, there was apparently a vote this week in which you were challenged for the leadership. Did you win that easily?
Yeah, I won the election. It's part of a healthy democratic party. We have to elect our party leader every year. This year, some people wanted to contest it, which is fine. The person who lost has rallied behind me, and we're all united going forward.
Thanks very much indeed, Ben Chapelar, the leader of the Liberal Democrat group on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.